Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And were taken from their kibbutz on October 7th. Hamas claims they were killed in an Israeli airstrike. Six living hostages to be released this weekend. President Trump and Elon Musk continue cutting government jobs.
Democrats are protesting cuts at the FAA, claiming they could affect safety, saying employees working on missile detection programs were among those fired. At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is looking to cut $50 billion in programs to redirect the money towards new priorities. Sources say Hegseth is also considering firing or removing generals and senior officers as soon as this week. Supporters say all part of the Trump administration's promise to cut spending and reform Washington.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Kilauea volcano erupting once again, spewing lava on the Big Island of Hawaii. This is ABC News. Today, the Senate is expected to vote on the president's pick to lead the FBI, Kash Patel, his nomination advancing out of committee in a party-line vote. Major League Baseball umpires will be getting some high-tech help in calling games during spring training.
The automated ball strike challenge system relies on tracking technology. The league found there's less of a need to call all pitches and instead more of a need to use the technology to correct or confirm calls. MLB Operations says under the new ABS system, teams will get two challenges per game, getting to keep one of the challenges if it goes their way. But only batters, pitchers, and catchers are allowed to challenge, and they have to do it immediately. The outcome will be known within seconds. The only catch, not all ballparks have the technology yet. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And tonight, the U.S. and Canada face off in the final of the Four Nations Hockey Tournament. When the teams first played last weekend, they got into three fights in the first 9 seconds of the game. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
A high temperature of 20 degrees, northwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Today, mostly clear and cold tonight, a low of 2 degrees below zero. Lots of sunshine Friday and 23. Friday night, partly cloudy, a low of 7. Saturday, a high of 30, partly cloudy and a bit warmer. And Sunday, near 40 with a thaw beginning and partly sunny, 44 for Monday. Right now, the temperature is at 2 degrees, that is above zero, by the way. We have an east wind at 8 miles per hour. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Thursday, February 20th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day here at WRCO.
shadows flee away until that day. I'll serve the Lord until that bright, happy morning, when dawn is here to stay until that day. I'll serve the Lord, though I must walk the road of darkness. It is lighted from the start, for the Father of the daybreak has put eternal morning down deep in my heart. So I'll not fear the shadows, they soon will flee away until that day. I'll serve the Lord until the day breaks in heaven and shadows flee away until that day. From the start, for the Father of the daybreak has put eternal morning down deep in my heart. So I'll not fear the shadows, they soon will flee away until that day.
Good morning. We start the day in a positive way until the day breaks with the Gaither Trio. Before that, our national anthem sung by Chris Middleton and Chris Stapleton. Chris Middleton, the basketball player, I don't know that he sings, but anyway, Chris Stapleton, of course. And we are ready to go on this Thursday, February 20th. I'm awake. Yes, I am, actually. And the old vibe making it down the road, it felt like spring out there, 2 degrees above. What are we talking about, man? And it's going to get a lot better, too, as the next days progress. We're going to be kind of rising. Looks like tomorrow morning, maybe the last really cold morning with temperatures potentially just below zero. But then after that, ooh, baby, we're getting toward some better weather. Our first Brewer spring training game coming up on Saturday afternoon on WRCE. So that's a sure sign of spring right there. Let's get those chores started. Yes, we're underway with a great day in southwest Wisconsin. A check of sports in about 10 minutes. Here's Eddie Rabbit.
I thought it might be the guitar. I thought it might be the drum. Or maybe somebody out in the hall snapping thumbs. When I felt your eyes talking to me, I felt it right through my heart. I knew what it had to be that was pound, pound, pounding in me. Thank you.
night blowing on the window pane.
Touch.
Marie Osmond shows up this morning on the Light in the Milk House show and read my lips. The Walk with Grace Planning Committee will be meeting, and that goes on tonight at 6 at the Grace office. All are welcome to attend. Volunteers are always needed. The Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Office is located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. Meetings are held the third Thursday of each month, January through July. A Red Cross blood drive will be held tomorrow from 11 until 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. To book a time to give, use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or simply call 1-800-RED-CROSS about any of those upcoming drives.
I'm sick of this fussing and fighting. So baby, let your loving woman explain. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I kinda like it that way. If you want a fighting partner, go live with Cassius Clay.
Skeeter Davis, I'm a lover, not a fighter, on the Light in the Milk House show. We will check sports coming up in just a little bit. It's going to be an on-time morning, a good morning for the commute. Right now we're at 2 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. We salute the innovative farmers who embrace new technologies and sustainable practices to improve efficiency and protect the environment. Their forward-thinking approach ensures that agriculture remains viable and prosperous for future generations. This support of agriculture is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag, an independent, full-service, small-town ag business, ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, providing auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
An update on sports this morning is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Giannis Antetokounmpo is excited about playing time with the Milwaukee Bucks and getting a chance to play on the same floor with some new teammates that the team picked up during the last few weeks, right before the trade deadline. Coach Doc Rivers was saying that the two-time MVP could be available Thursday when the Bucks host the Los Angeles Clippers. One game last night in the NBA is so they got back to it after the All-Star break. Charlotte was a winner over the LA Lakers, 100-97. Number one, Auburn got a win in college men's basketball, 67-60 over Arkansas last evening. Other sports going on. It's always good to see this. a baseball game scheduled, the Cubs at the Dodgers. Exhibition baseball today, later on, with a first pitch time at 5 minutes after 2. And Wisconsin coach Luke Fickell is receiving a one-year extension on a contract that will now run through the 2031 season. Fickell originally agreed to a 7-year contract, paying him an average of $7.8 million per year when Wisconsin hired him away from Cincinnati in December of 2022.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Lighting the Milk House Show, shining the light on today's aerobic polka. Here we go. A snappy little number there, the Happy Wanderer Polka from Myron Florin and the band today. That kind of sounds like it's got a little hint of spring in it as well. Running around with your knapsack on your back there, getting ready. Anyway, 2 above 0, we're headed toward 20 today. A mostly cloudy day and at times northwest winds around 10. Mostly clear and cold tonight and a low of 2 degrees below 0. Tomorrow better, 23. Saturday 30 and near 40 by Sunday. Right now 2 degrees at the WRCO studios. Here's Ray Price.
A love that I can't win, but today. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number. A love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. I've been looking at people and how they change with the times. And lately all I've been seeing are people throwing love away and losing their minds. Maybe it's me who's gone crazy, but I can't understand why all these lovers keep hurting each other when good love is so hard to come by. So what's the glory in living? Doesn't anybody ever stay together anymore? And if love never lasts forever, tell me what's forever for? And I see love hungry people trying their best to survive
Michael Martin Murphy, What's Forever For on the Light in the Milk House Show. Have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Our good morning time is 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Expect more developments for High Ole Lake soybeans. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Follow coverage of the 2024 National Ethanol Conference this week right here and at brownfieldagnews.com. To learn more about America's ethanol industry, go to ethanolrfa.org. Brownfield's Megan Grebner is at the National Ethanol Conference and has this story about how renewable fuels can help agriculture navigate a down economy.
President and CEO Jeff Cooper tells Brownfield there's a tremendous opportunity for ethanol.
Double down on renewable fuels, double down on expanding the use of ethanol to really help boost agriculture and help restore profitability and market-driven dynamics to the ag sector.
Cooper says year-round E15 is part of that solution, and it's the gateway for the future of the renewable fuels industry.
We absolutely see a path forward for higher blends of ethanol, whether it's E20 or E30. That really is the sweet spot for ethanol. When you think about the optimal blend of fuel, it's around 25 or 30%.
From Nashville, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
High Ole Lake soybean development is continuing, and a soybean checkoff leader says further investment in them is likely. North Dakota farmer and USB treasurer Matt Gast tells Brownfield, the markets for high oleic soybeans are growing.
Another thing that's kind of come up lately is high oleic soybeans in dairy rations. High oleic has been something that we've been investing in for quite a number of years now. And so it's fun to see those acres start to pick up and to see what high oleic can do and where that can be in the future.
Gast says he's looking forward to being able to grow high oleic soybeans soon.
For North Dakota, there's no varieties right now for maturity range, and those are coming on the market here in the next couple of years. So I would expect an increase in those acres with more maturity variations out there.
The largest concentration of high oleic soybeans is in Ohio and Indiana, in part because varieties for the northern states have not been released. There are many unknowns for agriculture following sweeping layoffs at USDA. Minnesota State Senator Eric Putnam says there's been a lack of communication by the federal government in the wake of the firings.
We know there's a USDA, we know there's an MDA, but sometimes we're not sure who pays for what. And that becomes a real challenging budget consideration for the state committee when we're trying to figure out how to respond to some potential changes that are happening in the federal government.
He tells Brownfield it's a complicated bureaucracy.
I don't know farmers or anybody who really knows how a lot of these things interact with each other. And I don't think that we find out how they interact with us until we're hurt by them or until they help. There's a lot of things that we're taking for granted that are going to be taken away. And there's a tremendous amount of chaos, too.
Putnam says there's been a lack of communication by the federal government in the wake of the firings. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Direct cash cattle trade continues to be slow, and cash hogs were mixed. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country was quiet Wednesday with just a few asking prices around 202 to 204 in the south, but still not established in the north. Bids remain very hard to find. At the Sioux Falls Regional Cattle Auction in South Dakota this week, feeder steers and heifers were mostly steady compared to the previous sale. USDA says there was very good demand for a large offering. The feeder supply included 54% steers, and 78% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 701 to 748 pounds, brought 282 to 304. Feeder heifers at 650 to 695 pounds sold for $273 to $300.50. Boxed beef was mixed at the close with choice down 188 at $313.89 and select up a nickel at $303.76. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head. Cash hogs were mixed on Wednesday with good closing negotiated sales at the major direct markets. The end-of-day trends depended on how many numbers buyers needed to take care of their near-term demand. Wholesale prices have taken a big hit this week, and while exports have been solid, global trade could be impacted by tariffs. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 19 cents on Wednesday with a base range of $85 to $94. The Iowa, Minnesota, and Western Corn Belt were both down 77 cents for a weighted average of $91.44. At the Midwest cash markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa, barrels and gilts were steady at 62, sows were steady from 62 to 68, boars were marked at $20. At Illinois, barrels and gilts were $3 higher at 51 to 61, sows were steady at 57 to 69, boars were priced at 15 to 30. Pork values were lower at the close, down 395 at 95.52. Estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head. At the CME, live cattle futures were higher on Wednesday and feeders were lower, waiting for the week's direct business to develop. Lean hog futures were down sharply on profit-taking and this week's trend in the wholesale pork market. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down and corn was mostly lower, with both watching weather in South America. March beans were 6¾ lower at 10.31¾. May was down 7¼ at 10.48¼. March corn is 4½ lower at 4.97¼. May was down 3½ at 5.12¼. Live cattle were up and feeders were down ahead of direct business and the on-feed numbers. April live was 75 higher at 194.77. June was up 52 at 190.92. March feeders were down 70 at 269.02. And hogs were sharply lower on profit taken in the midday drop in pork. April was down 345 at 89.75 and May was 325 lower at 93.62. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A Colorado cattle ranch is among several recognized for their conservation efforts today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. La Valle Ranch in Hotchkiss, Colorado, blends cattle grazing with the natural environment and has been recognized by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association for doing so. La Valle is among the 7 regional winners of the NCBA's Environmental Stewardship Award for 2024. Here's Robbie La Valle.
When you have the large expanse of area, that is what wildlife use, especially during their critical reproductive periods. And so not only do we keep those large areas open, but we concentrate on improving the biodiversity of all of the land that we manage, whether it be private or federal.
The ranch has been in the La Valle family for 5 generations. La Valle says they are constantly working to improve the land and resources to benefit the livestock, the wildlife, and the plant biome.
We concentrated on grass and grass growth, looking at the ranch as a whole and managing the grazing with that plant growth in mind. And that literally has decreased the bare ground and increased the biodiversity of all of the plants.
Stewardship Award winners were recognized recently at the 2025 CattleCon event in San Antonio, Texas. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994. For 2020.
More- More research looks at just how deep the impact of HPAI is on dairy cattle. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A Michigan State University researcher says work continues to identify how highly pathogenic avian influenza transmission occurs in dairy cattle. Large animal veterinarian Dr. Selmer Rodriguez at the College of Veterinary Medicine tells Brownfield,
the role that we know is playing a huge role is the cow-to-cow transmission that plays within a herd, but also farm-to-farm.
He says farms can be reinfected, and it's unknown how long antibody protection lasts, considering the potential for the virus to mutate.
We're trying to know how long cows are naturally protected with antibodies. We are still working on the long-term impact beyond the current lactation. This is a very frequent question I have by producers. What happened with these cows in the following lactation?
Rodriguez says the virus can be shed by an animal for up to about 40 days and costs farmers at least $140 per cow in lost production. And that can be more than $70,000 on a 500-cow herd. Brownfield interviewed Rodriguez as part of the recent Great Lakes Regional Dairy Conference, where researchers discussed what has been learned about HPAI dairy outbreaks over the past year. Cash dairy prices were lower except for butter again Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down a penny at 54.5, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 2.25 cents at 189.75, no sales. Cheese barrels down 0.75 cents, 180.75, no sales. Non-fat dry milk down a penny to 127 with 2 sales. The butter market up 3 cents at 244. 18 sales were recorded Wednesday. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs are coming together for a great cause. Join them for a pancake breakfast fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Ithaca High School Commons. The community will gather to enjoy a delicious breakfast, a fun bounce house for kids, and an opportunity to give back. Adults can eat for just $10, students $5, preschoolers eat free. Remember, carryouts are available. Don't forget to check out the bake sale, silent auction, and meat raffle. If you want to contribute, call Bill at 608-475-6870 or Joanne at 608-516-2675. Come together, enjoy a great meal, and support a wonderful cause. The Ithaca and Buena Vista Lions Clubs Benefit Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser in support of Jennifer Ward on February 23rd from 7 to 12:30. Discover Boscobel, Wisconsin's ultimate outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists excel in complete collision repair, precise paint matching, and expert restoration. Call them at 375-4434 today. Your hometown A&W serves up juicy burgers, cheesy curds, and classic root beer floats. Grab a double cheeseburger combo for just $8.99. Come for the flavors, stay for the memories. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has everything you need for quilting, gifts, and decor. Follow the Paisley Star on Facebook and visit them on Highway 61. And Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel help you with free estimates. Today, a high of around 20, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy, northwest winds around 10. Mostly clear and cold tonight and 2 degrees below zero. Lots of sunshine Friday and 23. Right now, we have an east-northeast wind at 5 and we're at 2 degrees. That is above zero. It's amazing how much warmer it feels. Of course, it's only 23 degrees warmer than it was earlier this week one day, right? This is the Light in the Milk Cow Show. Hope your chores are going well. Here's Hank Snow.
Pardon me if goodbye. Don't be angry with me should I cry. When you're gone, yet I'll dream a little dream as years go by. Now and then there's a fool such as I. Now and then there's a fool such as I am over you. You taught me how to love, and now you say that we are through. I am a fool, but I'll love you dear until the day I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I. A fool, but I'll love you dear until the day I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I.
Let us now praise the carpenter and the things that he made, and the way that he lived by the tools of the trade. I can still hear his hammer singing tenpenny time, working by the hour till the day that he died. He was tough as a crowbar, he was quick as a chisel, fair as a plain lord and true as a left. He was straight as a chalk line and right as a rule. He was square with the world, he took good care of his tools. He worked his hands in wood from the crib to the coffin with a care and a love that you don't see too often. He built boats out of wood, big boats, working in a shipyard, mansions on the hill and a birdhouse in the backyard. He was tough as a crowbar, he was quick as a chisel, fair as a plain lord and true as a left. He was straight as a chalk line, right as a rule. He was square with the world, he took good care of his tools. He said anything that's worth cutting down a tree for is worth doing right. Don't the Lord love a 2x4? And if you ask him how to do something, he said, like Noah built the ark. You gotta hold your mouth right, son, and never miss your mark. And you'll be tough as a crowbar, you'll be quick as a chisel, fair as a plain lord and true as a left. Straight as a chalk line, right as a rule. You'll be square with the world, you take good care of your tools. You'll be tough as a crowbar, you'll be quick as a chisel, fair as a plain lord.
John Conley on WRCO praising the carpenter. The Richland County Sheriff's Department will be hosting the Cosmic Canine Pin Tap Fundraiser Sunday, starting at 11 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The nine-pin tap tournament fundraiser will consist of teams of four people with a buy-in of $100 per team. There will be payouts to top three teams' series scores, as well as overall individual series as well. Bucket raffles and all kinds of fun coming up on Sunday. To donate, you can contact Lieutenant Mike Siz at 608-475-4000 or mike.siz, C-Y-Z-Z-Y-S, at co.richland.wi.us. Proceeds will go to the county and city police canine units. That's from our community calendar today. We'll check in with Tony all about the weather coming up here on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show.
If you want to drive a big limousine, I'll buy the longest one you've ever seen. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. If you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool, fool for you.
Take a while, but I'll prove it's true.
Well, if it's loving you want, well, I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Wow, but I'll prove it's true.
Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, well, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Alan Jackson, always a welcome guest on the Light in the Milk House Show. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, still a bit chilly across the area, but the coldest air now has settled off to the west and southwest of our region, closer to the center of Arctic high pressure across the Dakotas and Nebraska. Meanwhile, the disturbance, which has been pivoting in from the northeast, bringing some cloud cover down across Wisconsin, and there's been quite a few snow flurries over the northeast half of the state overnight. Generally, quiet weather will stick around for a couple more days, and we're looking for gradually warming temperatures as the airflow starts to come in from the southwest later this week. weekend and off the Pacific Ocean right into early next week across the Midwest. That'll give us temperatures 5 to 10 degrees above normal by early next week. That'll feel like quite a thaw compared to what we've had here the past week or so. Now, as far as any active precipitation goes, a couple of chances of a few snow and rain showers coming through next week with weak disturbances sliding by. Probably the best chance of anything widespread would be right around Wednesday evening into early Thursday. Here's that forecast for today. Mostly cloudy to partly cloudy. High temperature about 20. Northwest wind up to 10. Mostly clear tonight. Still on the cold side. Low near 2 below 0. The wind should be light. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, high 23, southwest wind near 10 miles an hour. Friday night, partly cloudy, not as cold, low 7 degrees. Saturday, partly cloudy and a touch warmer, high near 30. As we head into Sunday, looks like the thaw begins with partly sunny skies, low 18, high of 39. Monday, mild with a mix of clouds and sun, low in the upper 20s, high near 44. Thursday, 30% chance of light snow or rain in the morning, then peaks of sun, low 29, high 43. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, high temperature 43, a good chance of light rain by evening, which could mix with snow overnight. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently 1 degree and right now partly cloudy. 14 was yesterday's high. The record high for February 20th, 60 degrees back in 1981. Record low, 23 below zero in 1959. Last year's high was 55, the low 22. Sunset will happen at 5:39 this afternoon. Sunrise time 6:51 coming up for this morning. East winds currently are 5 to 6 miles per hour. Barometer is up slightly at 30.26. No precipitation today. Again, in Richland Center, after a low of 1 degree below zero, we're at 1 above.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store. Passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Two women have been killed in a knife attack at a shopping center.